This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. On a Friday, if you just joined us, welcome to it. It is hashtag Lekompo Friday on the Capricorn Adventure. Thank you so much for being a part of this progressive show. And as you know, on a Friday, it's always time, man, to kick back, cruise into the weekend and fire up the Capricorn Adventure motoring experience. Back at the driver's seat with us is our resident motoring journalist, Prashurban Naidu. And this week, he has been getting his hands on with the new Isuzu D-Max V-Cross from its old design to the driving dynamics, right? He will, of course, unpack how it measures up and whether it has got what it takes to lead, you know, the bucky pack. Plus, as always, he will wrap it up with a hot motoring tip and a hot gem of the week, right? He is on the line right now. Prashurban, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic in yourself. Good to be on the show. It was a pleasure, man.
Thank you so much. No, I'm great, man. I'm great. I see you getting your hands dirty with the buckies now. So, I mean, let's talk about this. The Isuzu D-Max V-Cross. What exactly stood out, you know, to you at first glance?
Well, you know, it's quite a head looker in that regard. Eh? I thought it definitely stands apart from the rest of the D-Max range. It has a bold, rugged design, more aggressive front bumper, flared wheel arches, and just a rear standing part back just to give you that presence. But it rides on nice 18-inch alloy wheels, black on black. And I must admit, visually, it's brute force, it's muscle. And that's one of the things I like about it. It has a roller shutter. It's just a bit more premium than your standard D-Max LSE model. And yeah, I like it. Eh? A lot of good looks from the public eye as well. Definitely, it's a head turn in that regard.
All right. Off to a great start. So now let's step inside. How's the interior, you know, looking in terms of, you know, quality, comfort and features?
I think the interior was, you know, I think they definitely keep it functional, well built. I just think that a few things do need some revisions, like the infotainment system, which just feels like it's back in time, man. Also, but you'd be surprisingly, greeted with just, it's built nicely. You have perforated black leatherette upholstery, simple design layout, old school switches and knobs and an analog cluster as well. But it's not as plush as your Ford Ranger, but it's miles ahead of, let's say, the Toyota Hilux. So you've got a nice spread of systems, 8 airbags, lane keeping assist, adaptive cruise control, even blind spot monitoring, and a nice, it has emergency braking as well, which is good. So it's a traditional D-Max, just with a bit more flair.
Oh, all right. Now let's put, you know, the pedal to the metal in terms of the drive. How was the drive? I'm talking on-road and off-road.
So the drive is quite good. I think it's quite a very capable speed. It has all your gizmos and gadgets. I think it has a nice amount of grit, which is what the V-Cross is known for. But, you know, under the hood, it has a 3-liter turbo diesel motor, so lots of punch there, lots of torque, about 140 kilowatts and 450 newton meters of torque. It's smooth, muscular, but, you know, fuel consumption is okay. You get about 10 meters per 100 kilometers. But on-road and off-road, I think on-road, it's a nice compliance seat for the everyday trek. Off-road, it does shine, it does come to life. Not as, you know, plush and comfortable as, let's say, the Ford Ranger, but it does hold its weight down quite well. And I think that, that you know, consumers can appreciate, especially if you are Isuzu, you know, you love the brand and what they stand for, you'll be pleasantly surprised. It's a nice deed. It's definitely a nice deed. And it's quite a popular one as well. A lot of people actually want this. Eh? For some reason, I had a lot of people come up to me and say, hey, they call it Nokwacha.
Nokwacha, yes, most definitely.
Yes.
And speaking of this Nokwacha, I mean, Prashurban, you can agree with me that the bucky segment, you know, is getting a bit crowded. I'm sure, like, the influx of it is actually so, so alarming. But how does, you know, the V-Cross compare, and is it worth the price tag?
I think it holds straight down quite well due to just, you know, it's competitive at 916,000 rand. For the 4x4 automatic, you look at rivals like the Ford Ranger, of course, the Wildtrak, the Toyota Hilux Legend, and the Navara Pro 4X, all also built locally. But what makes the V-Cross stand out is that it's a blend of comfort, capability, and just local production. That local manufacturing gives it a unique edge, tested in South African conditions, both for South African roads and also contributing to, you know, local jobs in the economy. It's not just a bucky bragging rights. It's a feel-good buy with real-world credentials, which is great for our roads.
Wow. You know, Prashev, and another thing I'm finding hard to be, as much as they're building, you know, all these beautiful and luxurious buckies, I'm kind of scared that we might end up not even having any commercial buckies to use because they're making them all so posh and so, you know, luxurious that people won't even want to, you know, put anything in the back of their buckies for what it's actually worth. I don't know. What do you think?
I think that there will always be a segment for those buckies because, you know, it never stops. I think the commercial side will always keep ticking. But the good thing is perhaps maybe you could look at it as refinement and improvement overall. It's just the biggest question is how expensive is it going to keep on getting them? I mean, you mentioned rivals are just around almost R1 million and people with budgets, and it's honestly a bit scary if you think about how pricey things are going to get. So there'll always be a market for it. It's just the wallet is the biggest question, I think. That is,
most definitely. Thank you so much for that. Before I let you go, Prashoban, can you leave us with the motoring tip and, of course, a hot gem to kickstart the weekend?
All right. Thank you, Kinga. So if you're shopping for a bucky, don't look at just the badge. Think about your lifestyle, whether you need it for work, adventure, or daily driving, and pick a spec level that truly matches your needs and always check if it is tested in both local conditions. It makes a world of difference. And let's end up with Calvin Momo, "What a Groove."
Thank you so much, Prashoban. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Catch you again next week, Friday.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.